Today we're looking at Mark 3, verses 1 through 12. Again, he entered the synagogue, and a man was there with a withered hand. And they watched Jesus to see whether he would heal him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. And he said to the man with the withered hand, "Come here." And he said to them, "Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do harm, to save life or to kill?" But they were silent. And he looked around at them with anger, grieved at their hardness of heart, and said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately held counsel with the Herodians against him, how to destroy him. Jesus withdrew with his disciples to the sea, and the great crowd followed him from Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem and Idumea and from beyond the Jordan and from around Tyre and Sidon. When the great crowd heard all that he was doing, they came to him. And he told his disciples to have a boat ready for him because of the crowd, lest they crush him. For he had healed many, so that all who had diseases pressed around him to touch him. And whenever the unclean spirits saw him, they fell down before him and cried out, "You are the Son of God." And he strictly ordered them not to make him known. Today's passage consists of two sections. The ESV has the header, "A man with a withered hand," for the first six verses, and then, "A great crowd follows Jesus," for the last six verses that we read. Going right into the first section, the setting is familiar since Mark starts off with, "Again, he entered the synagogue." And in verse 2, he notes that this was the Sabbath. Remember, yesterday we read about how the Pharisees questioned Jesus' disciples for plucking heads of grain on the Sabbath, whether it was lawful or not, to which Jesus responded that the Sabbath was made for man, not the other way around, and that the Son of Man, referring to himself, is the Lord even of the Sabbath. This time around, Mark is more direct in showing the Pharisees' intentions and their disdain for Jesus. From verse 2, "And they watched Jesus to see whether he would heal him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him." It must have been really obvious what was going on, because why else would the Pharisees care about this man with a withered hand? It was only so they could accuse Jesus of doing something wrong in their eyes. The text does not even record a word that the Pharisees say, but Jesus says to the man, "Come here," and then to them, "Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do harm, to save life or to kill?" Just like yesterday's passage, the Pharisees have taken the commandment to keep the Sabbath holy by not doing work on the seventh day, and they warped it into their own interpretation. They are focused so much on it that they have lost God's heart for the commandment in the first place, which was so God's people would remember him in their rest. The Pharisees have made the law about being more righteous than others, and they've decided to become the enforcers of that. And I think their silence here was because they had just no good response to Jesus' question. Maybe they were able to see for a moment how ridiculous they appeared trying to say that Jesus was in the wrong for healing on the Sabbath. Or they were so set on their upholding of their law that they couldn't even comprehend for a moment what Jesus was saying. Verse 5 is amazing. Jesus looked at them with anger, grieved at their hardness of heart. Jesus was angry at the situation. If you're like me, you probably only remember reading that Jesus was angry when he was driving out the money changers at the temple. But here is another moment where Jesus was upset because the people were so far from him, so far from the Father. And it says he was grieved at their hardness of heart. He was grieved by the effects of sin on these people who he wanted to come back to the Father. He was sad that even performing a good act of healing made them oppose him more instead of bringing praise like it should be. Praise God that Jesus cares so much for his people that he is upset and grieved at this. He can sense that he wants so much for each person to return to him. For us, let's remember that when we harden our hearts, Jesus is grieved because ultimately he cares for us that deeply. Verse 6 shows just how far the Pharisees have strayed because they went to get help from the Herodians right away to destroy Jesus. The Herodians being the political group that King Herod was a part of. This just shows how far they strayed from God's heart. In the second section, the last 6 verses, although Jesus tries to withdraw with his disciples, a great crowd is flocking after him. This is definitely related to why the Pharisees hated him and wanted to destroy him. It's because Jesus was a threat to their authority and to their whole system. If a ton of people followed Jesus, that meant less followers for the Pharisees and less approval of man for them. The crowd is flocking from all over to Jesus because they've heard what he was doing, particularly from verse 10, for he had healed many so that all who had diseases pressed around him to touch him. And when the unclean spirits were crying out, "You are the Son of God," Jesus orders the unclean spirits not to make him known. This is the messianic secret, where Jesus does not want the crowds to know that he is the Messiah, or the Son of God, until the right time. Jesus knows that he did not come to earth to become only an earthly king, but rather he chose to be the humble king, who makes a way of salvation for all by dying on the cross. He knew that he had a bigger goal and a bigger purpose to coming to earth. It's interesting that in this passage, the Pharisees, on one hand, are completely closed off to Jesus. They can't comprehend that he's the Messiah. Meanwhile, the crowds likely see Jesus more as a healer than the Messiah. And, well, I guess this is the third one, but on the third side, the evil spirits, they actually know who Jesus is. They know that Jesus is the Son of God, but they are not allowed to openly say it. Today, hopefully we all know who Jesus is, so let's simply give Jesus praise for who he is. Yes, he is a healer, the healer of the man of a withered hand and many others, and hopefully many of us have experienced this healing in different ways. And he is much more than a healer. He is the Messiah, our humble king. He is one who is upset and grieved by hard-heartedness towards him, because his desire is for all to know him, for all to have salvation and a relationship with him. So let's give him all the praise for who he is. And today, let's continue to pray for our own hearts as well, that unlike the Pharisees, we constantly be able to receive Jesus and submit to him. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for who you are, and we give you all the praise. It's amazing enough that you are a healer, God, that you would care for us enough to heal us and heal our physical infirmities. But God, we thank you that you have brought the ultimate healing, and you have given us so much more by your grace. God, that spiritually we are made right with you, and that we can have a relationship with you. And God, we're sorry for the ways that we lose track of this. We're sorry for the ways that we also harden our hearts in different ways. But God, today we want to ask for your spirit again to keep our hearts soft for you. God, may we recognize who you are and submit to you, give you all the praise. We thank you, God, and we lift up this day to you. May this day be praised to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.